Bow hunting season for deer and elk wraps up across much of the state today. The Utah Division of Wildlife Resources says there are now more buck deer in the state than at any time in the past 25 years. KUER's Benjamin Bombard brings us this audio postcard from a recent hunting trip in the Uintas, where he found more than he was looking for.
For the past few years, I've been looking for one big buck. A particular one. He's one of the oldest in my hunting area on the south slope of the Uintas. He's a trophy, with 4 points on one antler, 5 on the other, and a point over each eye. Last month, on opening weekend, I saw him in a meadow just 20 yards away, but he sniffed me out and took off. I'd blown it. As hunters know, sometimes you spoil good opportunities. But you keep looking for new ones, as I did a few weeks ago. It's a little past 6 in the morning. It's dark, quiet. I'm alone, standing in the trees on the edge of that same meadow, watching, listening, and waiting for the buck. Hours go by, but there's no sight of him. The sun rises, the flies come out, and the ATVs. It gets hot, which means that the big buck is probably cooling off in the deep timber somewhere where he can't be hunted. So I head back to camp. Just a few yards from my tent, there are some other hunters, but they're searching for a different quarry.
Did you break it?
Hey, you guys!
I'm back!
That's Joe Smith. I came across him on opening weekend, too.
And what are you doing here, Joe?
We're digging.
For?
Silver, gold, copper.
Are you guys treasure hunters?
Why not?
Busted.
Joe and a few of his friends are standing around looking at a deep, wide hole in the ground. They're all wearing safety helmets. One younger guy is down in the hole, shoveling dirt into a big blue barrel. There's an old red Chevy pickup truck parked in front of the hole, and in the bed of the truck is a winch that hoists up the bucket so it can be dumped and then filled again. This summer, Joe and his buddies have been working to remove 15 feet of dirt that's blocking the entrance to the mine shaft, which goes down a full 100 feet, 10 stories. Joe says this mine might be one of the lost Rhodes mines. Thomas Rhodes was the first white settler of the Camas Valley, and according to legend, he was charged by Brigham Young to dig up gold out of old Spanish mines scattered across the Uintas. Joe Smith is digging for treasure along with his old buddy, Dave Betts, who had the claim on the mine before Joe took it over.
I started working it in 97, and they told me it's cursed. Isn't that right, David?
What's that?
They told us the mine was cursed. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
1997, the day I went up the federal building and staked my claim on this. 10 minutes later, I walked outside on the sidewalk and walked across the street and got hit by a Ford Escort. No, Ford Fiesta, that's what it was. I remember now. Busted this leg 2 places right there. The very day I claimed this mine.
So it is cursed.
It is cursed.
Whether or not it's cursed, Joe Smith is determined to work this mine. Mining goes back in his family generations.
The thing I love about it is, you touch a piece of earth that no man has ever seen or touched before in his life. Never. You're the first one to touch that piece of ore. First one to touch that dirt, as a matter of fact, when you're digging virgin ground, you know.
By afternoon, Joe Smith and his crew have dug 0.5 ton of dirt out of the mine. They're just about to reach the bulkhead, the wooden cap on top of the shaft, when I realize that twilight's coming and I have to get going. The deer will soon be getting up from their daytime beds, and I have to be back in the meadow. I walk through the woods, as quietly as I can. I reach the meadow, and I'm walking out from behind a tree when I look to my left, and there he is, 45 yards away. The buck. The one I've been looking for. He's alone, grazing. And this time, he has no clue that I'm there. This is the perfect moment. If I don't make a mistake, not only can I touch this animal, I can eat it. My heart is pounding.
That's a tough shot.
My breath is shivering. I draw the bow, breathe deeply, and fire. The buck turns around and runs into the woods. I'm hopeful, but not positive that I've hit him cleanly. Either way, I'm ready to fail. Most of hunting is failure. You spend hours, days, even years chasing an animal on its turf. More often than not, you go home empty-handed. That's something that a treasure hunter like Joe Smith understands. His mine hasn't yielded an ounce of ore in almost 90 years, but he's still hunting. And that's what it's about. The experience. Being out there, digging, hunting, searching for something that's never been touched before, and touching it. For KUER News, I'm Benjamin Bombard.